John Lennon, Dreamsight, Bag One. It was easy for John to talk about being receptive to new ideas, but the discipline to begin projects and see them through to completion was often another story. When in 1968 I suggested the lithographs, John, like I, had no idea that the project would become such an involved and drawn-out affair. It was not until over a year later that the lithographs were finally published, and a second set based on the Chinese I Ching symbols were never completed. I kept in touch with John and Yoko after the Coventry Acorn event, June 15, 1968. But the first attempts I made to interest John in lithography met with only a vague, distant response. The technicalities of the process seemed alien to him, accustomed as he was to the spontaneity and simplicity of cartoon drawing. John had always considered basic drawing, doodling and sketching his forte, as they best suited his impulsive creative methods. He liked to translate the image from his head to the paper as rapidly as possible, and with the least amount of fuss. Often his drawing, like his rhetoric, could not keep pace with his meteoric rush of ideas.